Great to have you with us on Summer Breakfast. David King and Jack Heverin, 1300 736 736. You can join us on the phone all morning long. Questions without notice still to come, and you can also find us on the temper text 0433 98 11 16. A stack of texts coming through about athletes who have changed the game, Kingy. Those who just did it differently and did it better. Steve Smith was one of those, and he's doing that for Australia right now. We've got a few more of your nominations that we'll get to very shortly. I want to talk about the Bombers before the 8:30 news as well. A bit happening at Tullamarine right now as far as the Bombers are concerned. We'll discuss that in great detail. So plenty more to come here on the show. You can join us right across this last hour. But joining us on the McCafe menu now is our feature guest of the morning. He's the coach of the Sydney Swans, John Longmire. And we've been talking to coaches right across the last couple of weeks here on the show at a time of year where the pressure's off a little bit perhaps. Or is the pressure on? Is there a lot of other stuff going on? John, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
G'day, gents. How are you?
Hey, we're great. What is it's the standard question we've sort of been asking first up to all coaches at the moment. What does this time of year look like for you and for your team?
We've been pretty busy. I think we had sort of 4 or 5 days off between the end of the season and a couple of weeks ago, but it's been pretty busy, actually. The off-season is always, in some ways, busier than the actual season itself, and particularly this year, there's been so much to do around the soft cap, the draft, so many unknowns in regards to list numbers, all that type of thing. So it's actually been a really hectic time.
Thanks for coming on, John. I just want to ask you, because we had Luke Beveridge on the other day, and he spoke about the importance for the industry to have a break, to come up for oxygen. He's going back to an old discussion that I think was 2 or 3 years ago now, of can we get to, whether it's October or November, and just shut the doors for 2, 3, 4 weeks and allow everyone to breathe again. Given what we've seen with some coaches over the last 12 months or so, and in particular, Reece Shaw, I think is probably an alarming issue for all. Do you think that's the way we need to go?
I've got no question it'd be the way we need to go, King. I couldn't agree more with Bevo, but I don't know how you do it. And, you know, with soft caps absolutely smashed now and, much more work being left to much less people, and it's just harder and harder to do. I think it's great in theory, but the reality is your footy manager, your CEO, senior coach, the key roles at the footy clubs are having more and more to do, particularly in the off-season. So I admire that sentiment. I wish we could do it, but in a practical sense, I have no idea how that can be done.
We were talking about the soft cap slashing of about 30%, which is logically, a quarter of your staff, really. How many coaches do you think you'll lose from 2020 to 2021?
I would be probably about 4, King. It's not only happening to our footy department, it's happening across the entire club, your commercial area. Virtually, your clubs have almost shrunk by half. So, the demands of the job are still there right across the business, not just from coaching, but to conditioning, welfare, right through the commercial areas. The demands of the job are still there, but you just haven't got the people power now to be able to do it. So it's a real challenge for the people left in footy clubs to be able to deliver the same product, and the demands are still going to be there, and we'll have to try and do our best to get through this.
So do roles change, your role, assistant coaches, etc., in that you are going to have to be across other facets that maybe perhaps you weren't previously?
I guess as a senior coach, as I said before, the footy manager, CEO, you're across a number of different things anyway. You'll have to be even more broad than what we were before, and we'll have to be able to cover more things, and that's just the reality of the job. You know, particularly the player welfare area, we've got a lot of our players that come from interstate. We've only got 8 from New South Wales on our list, so it's pretty significant that we have to look after our players and our people, and we need to make sure we're on top of that, and that's a real high priority for us to do. And so there's obviously more work being put across less people in that part of the area industry as well, which is, you know, ultimately a real challenge for the industry. It's just not about the dollars in this industry. It's about the people. That's what this game's been built on, and that's going to be the challenge to make sure we get that balance right going forward.
You've been rebuilding, resetting, whatever the word you want to use, horse over the last couple of seasons, 8 wins, 5 wins, you've probably paid a bit of a price there. But the development in this next wave of young talent coming through is evident. You've put a lot of games into these young kids, 50, 60 games now. Where do you see it going in 2021? Do you think you're coming out the other side now and really can reset and launch for the next premiership tilt?
We're certainly building towards that, King. That's our aim, is to keep building as quick as we can. We want to make sure that we bring those players on as fast as we can. We're really hopeful that we can get some of those senior players back on the park that have missed a bit of footy the last couple of years, so they can help with that as well. That makes a big difference. But we're really confident with our younger group. We like what we can see amongst our young blokes. We still believe we've got a fair way to go, but we liked what they've been able to show so far. There's a whole big group of them there that have played a fair bit of footy now over the last couple of years, as you said. So we're looking forward to what they can deliver.
Sydney coach John Longmire joining us this morning on SEN Breakfast. It's 10 past eight. So, John, when you're talking about bringing players on quickly like that, is it just getting games into them? Is that the biggest step and the biggest part in their development that you can give them, is just a bunch of games and getting them experience at the top level?
Oh, that's just one part of it. It's an important part, but you need to make sure they learn the right way, and you need to make sure that they play the football that's required to play at finals type level. And that's the challenge, to make sure that they're not just ticking the games box off. They've got to be improving constantly. And there's a whole lot underneath that, and they need to be making sure that they work really hard to go to the next level. It's not just about ticking games off. As a young player, you like to be able to play a few games, and that's your main aim, but you want to play games in good teams that play in finals, and that means an improvement level right across the board.
We've only seen the great man Lance play 10 games over the last 2 years. What's your thoughts on how you'll use him when he comes back, and how's he tracking at the moment?
Yeah, he's going okay at the moment, King. He's been working really strong through his core and strengthening that up. He did a fair bit of that in the hub and worked really hard during that period. He's been working all the way through, so he's doing a bit of that. He's doing some work outside, working really hard. That's our main aim at the moment, is getting really strong through the core. He's such a big man. We want to make sure that he's really strong through that area. He gets himself in the best possible shape and has the strongest foundation before he gets into the real strong running phase, which we hope will be in January.
Was there a point where he may have been close this year, John? Or was it always, did you make a decision at some point this year to decide that 2021 was the priority?
We took him away with the aim to have him playing this year. There's no question about that. I mean, I said this time last year, he was absolutely flying. So we were having high expectations that he'd get back and play. But we're over in Perth and there was a training session there where he just pulled up a bit sore, and we said, that's enough now. We need to try and make sure we reset him and get him really strong to see how we can go for a tilt of the 2021 season. That was our aim, to play the longer game.
Now, I know he's a student of the game, buddy, and he likes to give you a little bit of advice along the way as to who you should be recruiting and who you should be trading for. How's the no football in Victoria this year? How's he been challenged with his recruitment strategy?
He has, King. He normally relies upon watching the under-18 championships. He loves watching that, so he's been a bit flat this year, the big fella. He hasn't had much of a form guide to go on, so he's just reading all the articles and all over it from that perspective, and watching on AFL.com, watching all the highlights of the kids. So he hasn't been as forthright in his advice this year as he normally is. He probably hasn't got the backing behind it.
No, he has. He's been found out pretty quick, is what you're saying. Hey, can you tell us about the potential to look at maybe Paddy McCartan? I mean, we read bits and pieces down here. Is that a realistic, viable option that's still on the table for you?
Oh, we've looked at him, King, and we're going into the draft and the rookie draft in a couple of weeks. We've certainly got all options open. There's been no guarantees made. We just need to make sure we keep everything open, and that's what we're doing. We obviously love what Tommy's been able to do with us, and the McCartan family are fantastic. And we'll see what happens on draft night. And, we've got to make sure we keep all of our options open and see what happens through that.
We spoke last week, John, about Colin O'Rear, and we played the audio of him playing in Ireland, winning the title for his county, which they hadn't won for the best part of 80 years. And he spoke what it meant to have Sydney allow him to take that opportunity. What does that mean for you as a club to allow him to have that opportunity?
Yeah, it's something that we probably don't understand how big a deal it is, and for these Irish boys to be able to go back and represent their county. We understand how big a sacrifice they make to come across, but particularly in Cole's case, it was the 100th anniversary of the Sunday Bloody Sunday, and it was a massive, massive deal for him and his family. He spoke of how emotional his dad was in particular once he was given the green light to play, and it's pretty significant. I mean, you saw him get interviewed after the game. I spoke to him. It was one of the highlights of his life, and I'm just so glad we were able to facilitate that. It was supported by, you know, the players, our captains, our club in general, and he's just such a ripping fella. And for that to happen and for him to do that was just a real highlight.
You go into your 11th season as senior coach. What's the secret, Horst, to being consistent and being a high-achieving football club? What in your eyes, has been part of the secret behind that success?
Oh, I think you've got to have the right people with you, King. You've got to have the right club. You've got to have from the board right through the executive, through to the staff, and ultimately, obviously, the players. You've got to have a really strong alignment right throughout your football club. That's not an easy thing to do, and you should never take it for granted, and it needs work all the time. So, you know, I can't emphasise how important that is to have alignment right throughout your footy club and have people pushing on the one path to be able to get success. And it's okay when everything's going well, but when you're challenged, that's when it's really tested. And that's what I've been really pleased about with the Swans. It's, you know, we're mindful that we need to get back into finals contention as soon as we can, and that's what we're striving to do right across the board.
And what about yourself? I mean, we talk, as Jack was saying before, we've been talking with a few other coaches, where they go to find that next bit of inspiration. Is it out of books? Is it out of movies? Is it out of other codes around the globe? And it's a different time. We know you can't necessarily travel over to Europe and do a study tour if you like. So where are you finding your own improvement in this off-season?
A couple of areas, King. I'd like to be able to get a rest and have a break and recharge. You've got to be able to do that and spend some time with your family. That's very important. That's first and foremost. And there's also, though, I'm fortunate to be in Sydney with some great sporting coaches around and really at my fingertips, you know, from Trent Robinson to Michael Checker to right through the board. I'm really lucky to have access to absolute world-class coaches in our own backyard who are very giving in their information and helping me out, and hopefully we can help them out as well. So I find that really beneficial, and that's what really makes Sydney a great spot to coach.
Just before we let you go, you've got pick three in the draft. I know you don't want to give away who you would select, but who would Lance select with pick three?
I'm waiting. He's doing some final interviews this week. I'm waiting on him to get back to me, and then I'll forward it to you.
Thank you very much.
Well, let Buddy finish his Zoom meetings, and we'll find out from there. John, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. We're so grateful for your time, not only today, but across the year here on SEN. So good luck for 2021, and we'll catch you then.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate.
John Longmire, the coach of the Sydney Swans, joining us. So I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear that Lance Franklin's such an interest in the juniors. I know it is. Yeah.
No, he's always giving advice, and then when they come to the Swans, the amount of work he does with these young players is fantastic. Mm. Now, I don't think people see that side of Buddy. I understand that side of Buddy, and John's making a bit of a joke, and we're probably making a bit of a joke at ourselves, but he is a football student. When he finishes footy, I'll be interested to see which path he takes after he's on field.
What do you think he'll do?
I don't know. He's been such a big name, and he's clearly got options everywhere. But he wouldn't be lost at recruiting or even teaching, you know, some sort of development role. But what an unbelievable appointment it's been in Sydney.
I reckon that would surprise a few. We'll talk more about the Swans, and we'll break down a few of the things that John Longmire had to say very shortly here on SEN Summer Breakfast.